The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Hummingbirds are not very social animals, which is one reason you never see them flying in flocks. In fact, males and females live apart until breeding season. And once they mate, the female is on her own to build the nest and raise her young. A hummingbird nest may be made of several materials, including moss, hair, leaves, feathers, and even wool. All the materials are held together and attached to branches using spider webs. That allows them to be flexible and to grow as the babies grow. Inside the nests, females usually lay one or two very tiny eggs. The babies are blind and defenseless when they first hatch out. They have only a little bit of down on their bodies and little teeny bumps for bills. These tiny babies are very vulnerable, as their surprising small predators include things even like insects. So the mother needs to be vigilant to keep the predators away. And like almost all bird species, nesting season is the busiest time of year for hummingbirds. She must fly off many times per day, collect nectar and little insects, and bring them back to feed the babies very often. Fortunately for her, after just a month, the babies are big enough to fly on their own.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.